Unmasking America. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Federal health officials releasing updated guidance, though it still calls for wearing a mask sometimes, depending on where you are. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
Lisa, the CDC says the mask-wearing decision marks a shift from looking at COVID case numbers to hospitalization rates. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says more than 70% of the U.S. lives in counties where COVID-19 poses a low to medium threat to hospitals, and that those are the areas where people can stop wearing masks.
It's important to note that the volume of severe disease in the hospital is likely representative of the volume of disease in general in the community. So they are very much linked.
Now, the CDC also now only recommending universal school masking in communities that have a high level of COVID cases. The new guidelines do not change the requirement of masks on public transportation. Lisa.
Thanks, Tanya. Explosions in Ukraine's capital for a second day. An air assault on Kyiv continuing as Russian troops try to advance on the ground.
We understand that they continue to make efforts to come into Kyiv from the north, and that according to Ukrainian officials, there are already some members of the Russian army operating within the city limits. I spoke to a member of parliament who was carrying a gun with him, and he says he is headed to the northern part of this city to fight back against the Russians. We have seen a similar sentiment from officials here in the Ukrainian capital. Some images today of the mayor of Kyiv with an automatic weapon saying he is prepared to defend his city.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. The Pentagon just confirming an amphibious Russian assault has also been underway today into southern Ukraine. A spokesman for Ukraine's president says discussions are underway for a time and place to negotiate with Russia, though Russia's president has sent mixed signals about that possibility. A rally on Wall Street, the Dow up more than 800 points today. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.com.
Federal Appeals Court Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson is President Biden's pick for the U.S. Supreme Court, keeping a campaign pledge to nominate the court's first black woman.
I can only hope that my life and career, my love of this country and the Constitution, and my commitment to upholding the rule of law and the sacred principles upon which this great nation was founded will inspire future generations of Americans.
Jackson noting a family history on both sides of law enforcement, with one uncle sent to prison for life for drug-related crimes, but a brother and two uncles who served for decades as police officers. President Biden calls her an immensely qualified judge, will help make the courts stronger and more reflective of our country. An appeal to the Justice Department from one of the nation's leading police research groups, which studied how police departments handled thousands of protests and civil unrest after the killing of George Floyd in 2020. The Police Executive Research Forum says Justice Department guidance is needed about when to use less lethal weapons like tear gas, noting that officers often have little information other than manufacturers' guidelines. Two tech giants ramp up efforts to safeguard accounts in Ukraine.
In response to Russia invading Ukraine, Meta is implementing a number of measures in an effort to protect Facebook users in the region, including allowing users to lock their profiles for security. The company is setting up a special operations center staffed by experts and native speakers to respond to hate speech or content that incites violence, and says it's labeling misinformation shared by state-controlled media. Twitter also sharing tips for users in conflict areas on how to protect their accounts, including by disabling location data.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. New York State landmarks will be lit blue and yellow for several nights in solidarity with the Ukrainian people. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.